USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election Saturday as results are still being disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden said he is, quote, honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and Vice President-elect Harris, referring to his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. President Trump responded in a statement saying, quote, we all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. He added, quote, legal votes decide who is president, not the news media. The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are still being contested by the Trump campaign or are so close that they have not been called as of Saturday. Georgia is headed for a recount. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania, and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The UAE is relaxing some of its restricted law code. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
The United Arab Emirates announced a major overhaul of the country's Islamic personal laws. They're now allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate. They've also loosened alcohol restrictions and criminalized so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the changing profile of a country that has sought to build itself as a westernized, skyscraper-studded destination for tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its Islamic legal code. The announcement follows a historic U.S. broker deal to normalize relations between the country and Israel, which is expected to bring an influx of Israeli tourists and investment. From the East Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. continue to rise as the country has set a new record for daily new cases in each of the last 3 days. 126,000 new cases were reported on Friday, with the rolling 7-day average nearing 100,000 cases for the first time. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
This is Fred Weinberg, CEO of USA Radio Networks. Many people have asked me why we have not called the presidential race for Joe Biden. It's not our job, nor is it the job of any other news media. That is the job of the Electoral College on December the 14th. There will be court battles, press conferences, statements. Our job is to report that to you. Many of our competitors have a very inflated opinion of themselves. We're reporters, not pundits. When the electors decide, we'll tell you. If it goes to court, we'll tell you. If the courts make a decision, we'll tell you. But we won't pull out a Ouija board, close our eyes, and take a guess. Stay tuned.
Three earthquakes shook Alaska's largest city Saturday morning. The epicenter for all three quakes was about 20 miles north of Anchorage, with the largest measured at a strength of 5.0 on the Richter scale. Two more quakes of 3.9 and 4.4 followed within 3 hours of the initial earthquake. And a Michigan family grows after they welcome number 15. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
A Michigan couple whose large family has attracted attention by growing to include 14 sons has welcomed their first daughter nearly 3 decades after the birth of their first child. Kateri Schwant gave birth Thursday to Maggie Jane and entered a world filled with 14 older brothers. Jay Schwant said he and his wife, both 45, are overjoyed and beyond excited to add Maggie Jane to the family. The Schwants have been featured for years in local and national media as their family has grown. The couple have a live streaming program called 14 Outdoorsmen.
USA Radio News.